broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Democrats are prepared to push a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package through the House today. Passage is expected despite a setback on Thursday that means a minimum wage boost is unlikely to be in the final version that reaches President Biden. An explosion has struck an Israeli-owned cargo ship sailing out of the Middle East. The blast is renewing concerns about ship security amid escalating tensions between the U.S. and Iran. The crew and vessel are reported to be safe. New York City school chancellors announced he's resigning, citing the coronavirus pandemic's personal toll on his family. Chancellor Richard Carranza says he has lost 11 family members and friends to the virus and needed time to grieve. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 354 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead by 91. More details at SRNNews.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage.
That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. legacybox.com/LBOX.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Rabin in the case. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth, or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Georgia Florist Direct on the Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Woman with the sweet loving better than a white line.
272-9228.
Don't you know she could bring a good feeling, ain't had in such a long time.
You know, sometimes a cliche is cliche for a good reason.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind is thank God it's Friday.
Yes, TGIF.
TGIF, indeed.
You know, there was a 70s movie called Thank God It's Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a bunch of swingers or something?
I honestly don't remember. I was in elementary school, and I remember our principal, I believe it was Mr. Patterson, used to wear his shirt on Fridays, TGIF, and it was from the movie.
I don't know if I'm out on a limb here.
Okay.
But I just feel like... especially if, like, you know, this was, I know, big in the 70s. I know it doesn't go on now, but say your marriage is kind of going south.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long, I'm not getting personal here, I swear, but how long have you been married?
It's 20 wonderful years, I think, Joey.
I didn't mean to do that.
Man, why do people love doing that? Me and Susanna have been together, it seems like just yesterday.
Sure. I know y'all... Like any couple, again, I'm not getting personal, people have their ups and downs. As far as I know, you're doing real great. And actually, there's some stuff going on we can't talk about yet. I'm jumping at the bit to talk about it.
You and me
it.
Both.
About 2 weeks, we'll be able to talk about it publicly. But let's say things are going a little south, and you've probably known the couples where it's going south.
Oh, yeah.
Never a good idea to say, hey, honey, I think we should take up swinging.
I
might be going out on a limb here. Probably not the healthiest marriage.
I have met several swingers in my life and,
oh, really?
And known several as good friends.
Yeah,
never,
no judgment.
Never participate at all, but I've never seen one of those marriages last more than five or 6 years.
Right.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. There's so many aspects of it I can't understand. But I do remember back in the 70s, or tell of, the key parties. where you and your wife would go to a party and there would be like a jar.
Oh, and you just grab some random keys?
Well, you put your keys in there.
Well, knowing my luck, I would grab my own keys. 272-9228.
Forever alone.
Yeah, Joey, go stand in the corner, jingle your own keychain. 272-9228. Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the right approach. But weird stuff. When you go back and watch late 60s, 70s stuff, it's amazing. And maybe the Me Too movement was a bit of a corrective to some of that free love sort of stuff that came out of that era. And again, my approach is not like, you will rot or burn in hell. It's like, no, I'm just saying, hey, you want to have a healthy marriage, maybe swinging ain't a great idea.
It's funny talking about the 70s. I remember seeing that movie Annie Hall, and again, I was really young, and they were sitting around in like a group circle, and they were going to do some cocaine. And Woody Harrelson or Woody Allen sneezes and blows all the cocaine. I honestly thought, oh, that's what it's going to be like to be when I get older. We're all going to sit around together and do the cocaine.
Yeah, what role models, especially Woody Allen? Yeah. What a role model! Goodness gracious!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but still, 272-9228. Randall Rodney, hold on. I have to get to this story. I've been sitting on this story, so to speak, for a few days. The Chinese government. We've talked a lot about their policy towards the Uyghur Muslims, but many other ethnic groups within China. The Han Chinese. Actually pretty racist stuff. We've talked about their trade policies, essentially their mercantilist tactics in order to enrich their own country. They want their place under the sun. They want to be Imperial China.
Sure.
You know, the One Belt, One Road is really just the old Imperial tributary system. Talked about them expanding their maritime power, bases, and naval ports all over the world. They're really trying to compete on a global level, and they see that coming out of the century of humiliation, after being, you know, put down by the European powers, especially the British, you know, they want their place under the sun.
Yes.
Well, part of getting your place under the sun and getting back at those imperialist powers is humiliating those old powers with your new power.
Oh.
In ways big and small. This is from Vice News, Vice World News. The Chinese government has promised to stop using anal swabs on American diplomats to test for COVID-19 after Washington complained that the practice was undignified. Here's the quote from a State Department spokesperson to Vice News. Quote, the State Department never agreed to this kind of testing and protested directly to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs when we learned that some staff were subjected to it. Actually, this kind of makes me like the Chinese Communist Party.
It's just hysterical.
The spokesperson said Beijing had assured Washington that the test was given an error. And that diplomatic personnel were exempt from the test, which was mandatory for incoming travelers in now some parts of China. We have instructed staff to decline this test if it is asked of them.
So, Joey, let's say that you're the new guy over there.
Yeah, like the new military attaché or something. Right.
Oh, it's your turn today. It's standard. You go ahead. Go first.
Wow. On Thursday afternoon, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Zhao Lijiang, I think that's how it's said, denied Beijing had asked U.S. diplomats in China to undergo anal swab tests. Some Chinese regions have been ordering anal swabs for people under quarantine. I mean, there are lines. You know how you're in line to get the vaccine? Yeah. People waiting to get their cavity searched. That is...
How many people are getting back in line and going a second time?
That quote, though, at the beginning. The State Department never agreed to this kind of testing. Hey! That wasn't on the list.
Suddenly,
who's the poor person?
Joey, you just got a promotion. We're sending you to China.
Right. I studied Mandarin for 4 years in graduate school.
For this.
Now I'm getting a...
Okay. I know you got to be prim and proper and all if you're, you know, attaché with the U.S., but I'd go, no, guys, no. Y'all got to talk to somebody else. I know you guys are pulling some crap on me, and we'll see you tomorrow.
No, but that is so funny. But now the State Department's going to look out for the dignity of its diplomats. Okay. 272-9228. Humiliation is... Turnabout is fair play?
Yeah, right? I mean, it's...
I guess that's a little different than dumping opium, though they're also the Chinese government doing that. 272-9228. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Well, you've been sitting on that store, huh?
Yeah, sitting on it for a while.
To go back earlier, we were talking about the interest abroad and protecting interest. That's what Teddy Roosevelt ran on. I mean, he's the first president to say that. Said we are going to go abroad and protect our interests. I mean,
Henry Cabot Lodge, imperialism was all the rage there at the turn of the 20th century.
So did we just turn a blind eye to it until now?
We didn't turn a blind eye to it by any means. Well, and what in particular after World War I with Wilson, there's a big anti-war movement in the 20s. And in fact, it's what made getting into World War II so difficult, is because people felt like they were sold a lie, and in many ways they were, by the Wilson administration. So you get great names like Randolph Bourne, who talks about how war is the health of the state. That's his classic line. And then after World War II, which is a much more justifiable war, though, there all sorts of stuff went on with, FDR and the Japanese and oil embargoes, these sorts of things. But after World War II, the government becomes a bit more clever on how to crack down against dissent and anti-war movements. And especially after Vietnam, it became better at controlling the media narrative. Mm-hmm. And... But they continue. I mean, Randall, they've been doing this for a while, and I think Trump is the only president in modern American history that didn't start any new war. Now, he expanded some stuff, and he wasn't able to pull troops home where people would have liked it. I think Trump would have liked, but he was the first one. And that's even including, like, Reagan, who was pretty darn good on this stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I remember when Reagan, that's one thing I do remember, that dude that looked like he had a tattoo on his head with the birthmark. You know what I mean? Right after, they was, shaking hands, he ends up getting shot not long after. And then the next person to shake hands with is old man Bush. But the Chinese, I think, Joy, the only thing that they're waiting on us to get into just a cold, straight up, hey, we can continue, y'all, is two more electromagnetic launching systems. They got three aircraft carriers. Only one of them has our launch system on it. That Donald Trump was putting it down, saying we need to go back to the old way because he knows it got out. And it ended up in the last time that you could ever know anything about it. But that, the paper is going to end up on India's shipping container ship. A dude said, hey, this thing's supposed to be empty and they weigh too much. Mm-hmm. And that's where they was last at. And we know, I guess, India probably would be within with China, and they had the three big old aircraft carriers brought out on a picture on a website, and then after that happened, they just disappeared, and you don't see no pictures of the other two no more. It's just that one in China. And
well, China's trying to build up their Blue Navy, and they're trying to build up their maritime power. They're not there yet, especially underwater vessels. They're definitely not there yet. They're From what I understand, they're surface to ship, their anti-ship missiles all over their coastline could be pretty effective and had a pretty good range. But here's the deal. I don't think we're going to get into any sort of hot war, shooting war situation. There might be some ramming. I think there might be some intimidation in the South China Sea against the Philippines and Thailand, Indonesia, and all these countries that have interests there. Well, it's not just fishing. For the longest time, I'm like, why is this big rush between the United States, Japan, the Philippines, all these countries, and China over the South China Sea? Just fishing?
No.
And I'm trying to think of the name of it, but essentially what it is frozen methane, frozen natural gas. Mm-hmm. And it is some of the most dense gas deposits in the entire world. You're talking trillions of dollars worth of natural gas under the ocean. China and other American companies have figured out how to mine it. And it is incredible the value that is under there. And so it's going to be a big push.
Is that sense? That's the reason you see all these man-made islands. Can we tell if they're hiding anything, like stockpiling, I mean, on these man-made islands? Or can we? Are we allowed? Have you seen any pictures? Are they stockpiling like military stuff, or is it
I got a couple of outbuildings out there. That's really about it. You can do the Google satellite, you'll see a bunch of outbuildings out there. But
and I try to stay fairly general on this stuff because I'm under the notion that whether it's the Chinese or the American government, they're not going to give out what they actually have going on. They'll talk openly about strategy. They'll talk openly at all sorts of seminars about things. But in terms of really, truly held secrets, Randall and Joey ain't seeing them. Oh, look at that. Ron DeSantis looking all jacked and tanned.
Yeah, he is.
Get the Flexit movement going, baby. Randall. I'm distracted by... Oh, there's Ted Cruz. The Zodiac Killer is on TV. Get him!
I want to say this morning, man, that was a blessing to hear that, folks. And say his name again.
Andrew Sorrell.
Yeah. And your Facebook page, you can't just follow him, so you have to send a friend quiz. He already made what he can follow.
Well, and he has a page. Andrew Sorrell for District 3 is a page. He's also on Facebook with a private profile, but yeah.
Man, that's what I need to look that up. And, man... But, Joey, when you go back and listen to this show over, you'll see what... I love phone calls, but y'all got to bring heat. Joey puts these good people on, you know what I mean? Bring heat. Don't you know what I mean? Joey's show, man, you do such great interviews, but when you going to call these folks, these new people, man, show them we know we down here and we ain't just a bunch of country bumpkins, and we want him to do our will for us, and we behind him.
Well, but Randall, we bring heat, Randall, people are going to be what they are, and we got to love them all the same. I got to run.
I love all of them.
I know
the
you
first
do.
First time here.
I know. Yeah. I got to go.
Later, Randall.
Thank you, Randall. 272-9228. Dennis.
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, Dennis?
Oh, excellent. I heard your report on the swab testing, you know, and I tend to agree. That's it. I can think of probably about two ocean liner loads of government officials that we could send over there, and they need exactly that type of testing.
Oh, and then you could get an actual joint session of the Congress together. We really need to make sure they're healthy, though.
Absolutely. In fact, I think we need to outsource their facilities and let them just come right over here and do it here. I mean,
well, and
send them straight there.
And, you know, Dennis, based on this call and what I said earlier, there are going to be folks saying, you know, that Joey Clark on News and Views, he's spreading Chinese propaganda. It's like, no, I don't like the Chinese government and what they do, but swabbing some U.S. diplomats in the backside, that's pretty funny. That's
Well, you know, I think they need to use. I think they don't need to use swabs. They need to use tongue depressors and just multitask it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
you know, you know
for
save our hard-earned tax dollars and let them just reuse the material. You know?
I just do. I love the idea of like somebody my age who spent like the last decade in their 20s in like graduate school and then the bowels of the State Department. You know, learning Mandarin, learning all the intricacies of, you know, what's going on with China. And you show up at the embassy and they're like, we need to shove this up your... appreciate it, Dennis.
What?
Have a good one, guys.
Later. They didn't go over this in the meeting.
Right. And, of course, you also have that one guy from graduate school who's like, yeah, I remember.
Whatever you need, yeah.
This was like a Friday night. 272-9228. Red Top.
This kind of conversation has gotten a little deep for me, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to take things in a different direction.
Please do.
Yes. Now, you know, I like to watch lots of news from lots of countries. Mm. And, again, has any of you guys seen France 2024?
I have not.
Why would you want to watch the news of the frogs?
Because they got good news and they got the best news of anybody. American news is terrible.
Oh,
you
yeah,
get
yeah.
no information.
Oh, American
so news. You want to watch good news, France 2024 APT World at 5 o'clock. The best damn business news you're going to have here anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they cover the world like America used to. Now, speaking of news, I picked up a very unique news broadcast last night from somewhere far away. And the headlines were, coming to a planet near you, humans. And apparently the word has gotten out around the galaxy that we're about to land on Mars, and they're sending out this information to the rest of the solar systems in the galaxy that humans are on the way. Get ready.
I love it. And the rest of the solar system's like, damn. All
right. Lock your doors.
Well, I mean, the many solar systems in the Milky Way, there's like, a million? And, buddy, there's life out there. And what's amazing about the Earth is we have been broadcasting a lot of signals in many forms and waveforms for a long time. And, you know, who believes the nearest star in light years of possible life is only 2.5 years away? Right. So they're watching. And I know that sounds absurd. Oh, it's going crazy. But, guys, they're going to find life, evidence of life on Mars.
Oh,
I'm pretty
convinced,
aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive they are going to.
You know, I got to run, Red Top, but with your call and the last few minutes with Dennis and Randall, you got to say, we got this true diversity on the show from top to bottom.
Yes, this is true.
True diversity.
We could even possibly satisfy the Democrats with our diversity over here, except for what we're talking about. They don't like what we're talking about, but you got to admit, we're a diverse bunch. Thank you, gentlemen. Hal, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Red Top. See you, buddy.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black and Dan Black Studios. This is the last weekend to get this 50% off here in the month of February on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file. Any old home videos, especially memories of the kids, or maybe when you were a kid that you can later show to your kids and the grandkids. It's a very fun experience. Like, you used to be a little person, too.
Yeah, I did, young man. I did.
Especially, there's some old footage of my dad out there. Man, he was gregarious.
Yes?
His older brother's named Greg, but Gary, my dad, was very much... there's some stories about him where it's like, I'm glad he was steered in the right direction by his family and parents. Like, a dog bit him once. He was only like 5 or 6. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, sees my dad at 5 or 6 going to get the meat cleaver. And she's like, Gary, what are you doing? This little boy. He's like, that dog bit me. It's like, what are you going to do? And it's, you know, when you see, you know, your parents or you see yourself, it just brings back such good memories, a great time with the family. And Dan Black can help preserve these home videos so you can have these great moments together, relive these memories again and again. Whether it's video tape on camcorder tapes or VHS, even Betamax, you can get those transferred over to a DVD or digital file. He can put it up on the cloud for you. It makes it easier to access and watch, easier to share, and it, again, preserves these memories. Also at Dan Black Studios, they can, well, do video production for you. Dan Black is very well known in the broadcasting world, true professional. And with over 35 years of business at Dan Black Studios, they've earned that professional reputation. They do fantastic work, and it's a great local shop. You're putting money back into the River Region. So if you're looking for TV commercials, online branding videos, any sort of video presentation for a big event, or again, you're looking to transfer those old memories and bring them into the digital future, Dan Black Studios is the place to go. 279-6036. 279-6036 is their number. Also go to danblackstudios.net. Or go to Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces, or otherwise known as Facebook. Be sure to give their Facebook page a like. Thank you again to Dan Black and the entire team there for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So from swabbing of our diplomats to another odd story. This is like a true Friday story.
Okay.
Well, we saw earlier in the week that the Muppets, they had to put a disclaimer warning on Disney Plus.
Gonzo.
Yeah, Gonzo's a little pervert. But get a load of this one.
Okay.
Well, I'll put it this way, Eddie. I had one of these as a kid. Did you have a Mr. Potato Head as a kid?
You bet.
And it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Though I think we both just admitted that we played with dolls.
I had 5 sisters. I had no choice. Sorry. No choice.
And I think it is that Mr. Potato Head was more popular with young girls. Though
I don't doubt that because you could...
Yeah, accessorize.
Right, and, exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. No, but you had one. I had one. Mr. Potato Head is featured prominently, what, in Toy Story?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all yeah, very movies. Much so. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that and the piggy bank, though. Every time I hear that piggy bank talk, I, for some reason, think of Cheers. And
weird.
Well, here's the news. Why am I talking about Mr. Potato Head? Well, Hasbro has created confusion. It announced it would drop the Mr. from the brand's name in order to be more inclusive, so all could feel welcome in the Potato Head world. It also said it would sell a new playset this fall without the Mr. or Mrs. designations that will let kids create their own type of potato families, including two moms or two dads. But in a tweet later that afternoon, Hasbro clarified that while the brand is changing, the actual Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will still live on and be sold in stores.
Oh, good.
Oh, in a picture posted on Twitter, the Mr. and Mrs. names are less prominently displayed at the bottom of the box instead of the top.
Still, Joey, I mean, you could, it didn't have those snap-on parts anyway. You had a mustache.
You had glasses.
Right, I mean.
Ears, right?
Yeah, I don't. They're making the issue. And my guess is sales of Mr. Potato Head have been a little slowly.
You know, here's the clarifying tweet. While it was announced today that the Potato Head brand and name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, the company tweeted. This is so ridiculous. Though when I saw it, I'm like, you know what? Let's get a potato head for the potato heads out there. Especially all those cabbage heads out there, too, running things. Like, this push, by the way, all across media,
yeah,
is remarkable to behold. To see who are the new, say, college graduates,
mm-hmm,
running the marketing departments, running advertising departments, so, running corporate offices.
So you're under the impression these are new people in the job, not someone that's been in the job for a while and said, I came up with
This is very clearly a new guard.
Okay.
Look at the New York Times.
I kind of agree.
A lot of folks are getting fired or let go who've been there at the Times for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And half the staff of the Times is scared of the other half. And when you look at these corporate offices, and I know this from actual inside information, like secondhand information from folks, but I also know from reading the news that a lot of these corporate offices are not being, they're not being run by the old guard, or if they are being run by the old guard is protecting their butt with these new young employees they have under their watch.
I see.
You know, they don't want to complain about certain things, so they're getting out ahead of the curve. It's why Coca-Cola is doing these Robin DiAngelo struggle sessions, which, by the way, is like, be less white. It's like, well, I haven't identified as white in years, apparently that's a problem, too.
What about their polar bear? How's he going to do that?
Oh, he's a polar. They're more yellow, anyway.
If you shave them, they're actually black.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, I think I've seen them in warm climates where they don't really have that snowy white coat. They sort of adapt into that. But Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. But you're also seeing this in Cartoon Network, all sorts of branding and issues. And, you know, I've always found that my ideas when I started studying the issue of race and politics in college, that I agree with, there's a huge problem with the history in this country. But the past is the past. And it's useful to understand that past. It's useful to celebrate the people that helped get us to where we are today.
Correct.
But at a certain point, it seems like we're abandoning the progress in a certain way. We're abandoning the idea that it's individual people based on their character, and they should be judged by their character, by their merit. And I just am always skeptical of group grudges, group struggle sessions. You know, it's one thing if the group is something you chose, like you're a Democrat or Republican, or you like Auburn or Alabama, mm-hmm, or you join a certain church. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
So you can somewhat generalize about Catholics or Democrats or Republicans, but you better be careful even there. There's all sorts of different types of Catholics or different types of Democrats and Republicans. These entities, these groups are not monoliths. They have their own points of view, every individual person.
Right.
And so when you start getting into these struggle sessions on attributes that aren't chosen, so gender, sex, race, these sorts of issues, I think it's at the bottom of all this intersectionality crap, what you're going to find is individuality. If we actually come out the other side of this sound. I don't know if we are, though.
Really?
Yeah. Group resentment, guilt, pride.
Pride.
For things that you did not choose. Just saying, not a great road to go down. The only guy I've seen in national publications that's even close to my understanding of race is a guy named Camille Foster. He writes a lot for Reason.com. I think he does a podcast with a bunch of other people who disagree. It's designed that way. This podcast is called The Fifth Column, where a lot of great arguments happen. But Camille, based on the work of James Baldwin as well as other writers, has a pretty unique understanding of race and its role in the, in not just this country, but around the world in history. And he's the closest to what I've always thought about the issue. Essentially, it's a social myth, and it should be about as important as astrology. Like, let's stop boxing people in about this stuff while we still understand the history. But gotta let some wounds heal. 272-9228. 272-9228. Chris, I think we got time for you. Hey, Chris.
Oh,
Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. You know, they got rid of the old pipe for Mr. Potato Head.
They got rid of the pipe?
Because that was promoting five-year-olds to smoke pipe.
Wait, was it a like a classic tobacco?
Yeah.
Like a tobacco
like
pipe?
Like a red pipe.
But they could have just called it a weed pipe, and then it'd be real woke and cool, but then they kept it.
Or it could have like the Hunter Biden edition of Mr. Potato Head.
I work for a corporate-type company, and the corporate wokeness is almost to the point of hilarity and silliness, and it's really condescending as hell, to be honest with you.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they promote this stuff to make themselves look, hey, man, we're with it, man. And the only reason you're doing it is because you want to make money. I mean, just be honest. It's not about social change, really.
Well, and it seems like a power play where half the time the folks teaching it and the folks listening to it don't believe it at all, but they have to say it in order to keep their jobs and their positions and cover their butts. It's really, it's ridiculous when you see it in such blatant terms of be less white. Like, I literally, to people's chagrin, have said, what do you mean by we, Whitey? Like, I try to stay as an individual, like, and say that should be the basis for understanding. But sometimes when they talk about, it's like that old, the Smithsonian Institute put out things. What does it mean to be white? Oh, being on time. Caring about individuality. Traditional family, nuclear family unit. And it's like, wait.
God forbid.
Yeah, the racialization of issues that you can talk about without race is absurd, ridiculous, and possibly dangerous.
But couldn't you do that same thing and say, be less American, be less whatever?
Right.
Where are we going to draw the line? Why can't... I thought it was all about be the individual. Joey, you be you.
Hmm.
Don't let other people influence you. You be yourself.
Well, and everybody is influenced, and you're part of groups, and you are part of a culture and society. And, hey, culture's always a bit oppressive. Yeah, that is, for some, worse than others. But, when I see simple statements like be less white, I'm like, okay, so Rachel Dolezal's a role model. What the heck is that?
I don't know what
it means.
The
other thing is it's segmenting us down into groups, though.
Right.
Like, again, in the corporate thing, you got the LGBT group that you can go meet with. You can go to the African-American group. You can go meet with your group over there. And you got the Asian group. And then it's like, okay, well, hold on a second. Didn't we just kind of do what we were supposed to be getting away from?
Yep.
Now they're talking about black dorms.
Yep.
I mean, okay, bring back the water fountain, I guess.
Well, what I worry about
to make everybody happy.
What I worry about is we keep going this separate ways here, and then again, all you're doing is dividing the sides. Now you're creating two teams.
See, but I have hope because I don't think most people.
Well, you're dividing this country, and I think it's all done on purpose.
But
yes.
Chris, Eddie, I don't think most people actually buy this crap. I think there are a few true believers, the elect, but I think most everyday folks, they'll go a certain distance with it. Like,
right.
They'll put a black square on their profile picture. They'll even say Black Lives Matter. They might even go to a march, but it's when you actually get into the details of some of the stuff like you've seen in the corporate training, folks are like, whoa, what the heck is this?
Yeah, but you get a lot of other ones that get swept up in it.
Yeah, sure.
Weak-minded individuals.
There's a lot of money in it, guys. I mean, you can go to college and get a degree.
Yeah.
To come out as a corporate trainer. I don't know if you ever saw the stuff. There's a girl on YouTube that did. She's a ex-corporate trainer, and she looked at the video that Coach put out. First of all, if you look at the slides, I see corporate slides too. It is the most childish, unbelievable presentation I've ever seen. My son, who's in fifth grade, probably could do a better job than that. It was a joke. It was completely a joke. But see, that's the problem. You look at it and they make it look like a joke, but it's not a joke.
But it is a joke. You know what I mean?
Well, and it seems like half the game is to get you pissed off and to get a rise out of you, and then they can go, oh, why are you so angry? It's kind of like, you know, Scientology. You know, like, oh, wait,
exactly,
I think let's do an auditing. And now tell me about your tell me about your mother, Chris. Oh, wait, I saw a little blip there when you started. Let's go back to that. Let's circle back to that.
So you're upset at corporate because of this, so we might need to look a little deeper into it.
Right. Right.
The truth.
Hey, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Thank appreciate you. It.
Yeah, and I think there if I'm being charitable and want to steel man it instead of straw man the situation, I think some folks use the idea of being colorblind as an excuse not to care at all and being blind to actual injustice. But the idea upheld very well when you say colorblind, it's kind of like we're saying warm-hearted. You're not literally referring to the temperature of somebody's heart.
Correct.
You're talking about, hey, are they compassionate? Can they empathize? Can they sympathize? Are they charitable? So when you're talking about is somebody colorblind, do they try to understand folks on the things that they choose, the character they have developed within themselves? You get to know the person, not their group. And that should be the idea. Group struggle and collectivism, essentially the problem. Putting the group above the individual, in my humble opinion, usually ends up with division, not with cooperation. And certainly not a positive piece, let alone a negative piece. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning, sir?
Happy Friday, Joey.
Happy Friday.
Hey, come to Brubaker Infinity this weekend. We've got 0% for 72 months on almost every remaining 2020 Infinity. So if there's anything in the Infinity line you're interested in, get this. 0%, 72 months, plus purchase or lease any new Infiniti, and you get 2 years complimentary maintenance plus a 2-year Brubaker car package, all with 0% for 72 months. That's hard to beat.
That is serious right there. I mean, talk about a great luxury vehicle for a great deal.
No payments for 72 months plus free maintenance. I mean, they doesn't get any cheaper than that. Or if you're just interested in, you know, what would it cost me to get into a luxury sport utility, 2021 Infiniti QX50. Luxury edition, payments as low as $439 a month or 0% for 60 months.
So, folks, check it out at brubaker.com or stop by the boulevard and ask for the man himself.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at PrattvilleCarpet.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views. Closing out the show here on a Friday morning. Let's very quickly go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Will. Hey, Will.
What's up, Joey?
What's up, man? How are you?
Thank God it's Friday.
Indeed.
TGIF. Let's go from this perspective. Black Lives Matter. Right at the state house. If you're looking at me as a black man and say the riot at the state house was a good thing, but Black Lives Matter is a bad thing, what do you actually think I'm supposed to say or think?
If somebody says the Capitol riot was a good thing, but Black Lives Matter is a bad thing.
Exactly. What am I as a black man? What do you think I'm supposed to think or really?
You're probably supposed to be highly suspicious of that, if not worse.
Exactly, because I'm like, okay, you go into the state house and just ride the place, steal stuff, and Black Lives Matter is saying we want to protect the lives of people who have killed, like George Floyd or Amanda Bland. Who've been killed by police officers unjustly, but what's even worse is that you got black folks killing each other, and the situation just gets doubly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
How do you address it? Where do you address it? I don't know.
Well, the way I try to address it is I say I didn't like the riots over the summer, and I didn't like the Capitol riot. Like, I don't think violence is the answer, because when violence starts, violence begets violence, and you don't know where it's going to end up. And you can get in some really, really bad places. So I don't like that sort of behavior at all for advancing any sort of discussion or understanding.
You know, say what you want about Joe Reed, Alvin Holm, Representative Dixon, and all those other guys, they said what they meant, and they meant what they said. And the fact of the matter is, there's a thing called a fox and a wolf. The fox will hide his intention. The wolf will just let you know straight out. I'd rather deal with the wolf than the fox.
Well, we're run by a nation of foxes, that's for sure.
Exactly. These guys are hiding their intentions. They're hiding what they really want to do. Fear point blank. Look. George Wallace said, racism, not racism. Okay, I know who I'm dealing with. I know who I'm dealing with. But if you got somebody going to shake my hand and smile and stab me in the back, you know, that's one of the biggest problems we have in this country. People don't, this country is going to be honest. I think this country is going to be in a lot of serious issues if we don't just start being honest with each other and say, okay, look, okay, I don't like you, you don't like me. Okay, cool.
Right.
But guess what? You know, that doesn't even have to associate live together, but hey, we respect our differences.
Right, and I guess my standard is if you're not going to like somebody, have a darn good reason for it. There are a lot of stupid reasons to dislike somebody.
But see, America is a melting pot. You go to most countries like China, most of the people are China, most people are Chinese, India, majority of people are Indian, most of the African countries, so forth, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
America is a country of different nationalities and races. And so therefore, there's no single unity as far as culture and relationship, because I mean, if you go to Mecca, everybody's doing the same thing. You know, you go to Mesopotamia, everybody's doing the same thing. Everybody believes in the same thing, and so America is a new country and a new ideology. How long it's going to last, I don't know, because I mean, the walls are crumbling, if you ask me.
Well, we need to get back to the things, you know, where I'm running out of time here, Will, but what brought early settlers here to this country together...
Exactly.
...was,
need to get back to that freedom. Well,
family, farming, and maybe it won't be farming this time around, but family for sure, liberty, having local voluntary governance, and having a spirit of religion, having hope in your future.
And freedom.
Yeah.
And freedom. That's what we have to get back to, but that's what we're not at that point. Everybody's being pulled different directions.
Right. Well, Will, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Folks, this part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint your bedroom, maybe your front porch, maybe the entire interior, exterior of your home, whether it's a contract out job or a do-it-yourself job, be sure to get all your Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway here in Montgomery, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Or you can give them a call at 271-0007. Brian Carr, the owner, paint specialist, Brett Lanham, the manager, paint specialist in his own right. They have the expert eye that can give you inspiration or make that inspiration you already have a reality. High-quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain products. Like I said, for a big job, small job, and they keep your information on file. That way, when you go to touch up maybe the bedroom a few years later, there's no guesswork. You have exactly the paint and stain supply you used before. So check them out today. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I've actually run out of time, folks, so thank you for listening. And y'all stay tuned, because Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show is next. We have Legislative Roundtable coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, but tune in even before then, because we got a lot to talk about today. Thank y'all so much for listening.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe